Hey, what's up? Good afternoon, guys. Welcome back to the Aimless Wonder, okay? Where it's currently transitioning to this, like, Ganla Deng's psychology session or something like this. I don't know, maybe I'm just using it as a platform to, like, discover what is this millennial that's me, okay, currently plans to do. One interesting thing that came across my mind for today is, like, okay, let's give the entire setup, okay? Here we go. So, currently, for a millennial who's fresh off graduate, they would most likely gonna have contract jobs, okay? Contract jobs meaning that no matter whatever company you decide to work for, right, they will give you a 1 year contract period. Okay, basically, you work entire year, it's a contract, they pay you, and you get your opportunity to prove yourself, right? After the 1 year or whatever contract period that ends, maybe 6 months, maybe 1 year, I don't know, depends on the company, they would then convert you to a permanent or full-time, something like that, right? This is most of the companies, they're doing it. Currently, I'm under a contract, right? And I think it's a good way, you know? Instead of having actually signed someone fresh and get them on a full-time payment, right? Might as well just take a bit of risk and put them under contract, you know? So you don't have to give them the full benefits, right? You don't have to give them the entire, I think, like, How many weeks? I think it's like 12 or 14 weeks of vacation leaves, something like that. Like the contract worker, they usually stipulate it to be like a vacation leave per month. So you only get 12 for the entire year because it's contract. And you also get a fixed amount of sick leaves because it's also contract, right? And you do not get any bonuses, okay? Depends on the contract as well. So, if your contract doesn't have any bonuses, you're most likely not getting any, okay? You are just getting an opportunity to prove yourself so that they can convert your contract to a full-time position, okay? I think that's enough of the setup. So, currently, right, I'm thinking about not renewing the contract. Basically, not renewing a contract means that I'm not going to be transitioning to a full-time of the company, okay? Now, here's the thought process behind this, okay? So, having spent about a year and 6 months, almost about 18 months, okay, in the company, I realized that the corporate culture definitely has its up and down, right? Corporate culture meaning you have to have a CEO, a manager, project manager, managing director, something like that. Then it goes all the way down to the employees, okay? And the entire structure, although it is set up to have somebody to oversee the management side of things, to have somebody set up to look at the operation side of things, right? It comes to a point that the entire hierarchy or the chain of commands get lost in the process, okay? Meaning that, yes, there are things being done, okay? But is it effective, right? You never know, okay? Because in all this bureaucracy, right? You have to get approval, you have to look at this, you have to present your ideas, you have to talk about it, you have to have a meeting, almost daily, something like that, all right. So it's kind of, it's a limiting type of scenario, okay? I think for me personally, if I'm like self-aware, okay, trying to be self-aware about myself, and you should definitely be for yourself too, okay? You should know something that feels right for you instead of looking at what other people think that's right for you, okay? You may be digging the corporate culture, I don't know, because I'm not you, right? So you have to be self-aware yourself. So personally, I think like I want to try new things, okay? Having spent 18 months, I think it's time to try new things, so that's why I'm not going to be renewing the contract, right? So, it's good to get this out, okay? But the biggest fear is being too comfortable, okay? Currently, the thought process is this. If you do not leave, or you do not get fired from your job, right, you'll always be stuck in a comfortable position, a comfortable spot where you come in, okay, you do your work hours as usual. It's a daily routine. It's become a chore, right? You just have to show up, get things done, go back home, okay, every month, take the paycheck, right? It's become mundane. It's become a chore. It's a routine. There's no longer any like fresh development going on. So that is like, I just want to try new things, right? It's like whenever the parents tells you to take out the trash, and that's the feeling, okay, that hesitant, that can I do it some other time, that type of feeling, right? It's like no longer fresh anymore, okay? So it's time to move on, try new things, right? So what do I do if I'm trying new things? Well, currently I have a really interesting plan, okay? And this plan involves running, right? In a sense, you could say I'm running away from problems, meaning I'm running away from the contract job, okay? But hear me out, let me explain. I'm actually thinking about trying a full-time marathon training, right? So there's a short-term goal of getting like under 3 hours, okay, hopefully to qualify for Boston. I think it is very possible, okay, if I actually commit to a full-time training, have the proper meal, and also the proper rest. In all the meantime, I'm not just doing the marathon training, okay? I'm also doing, like, I've been flirting with this idea of daily vlogging, okay? But I've never gotten around to actually do it, because somewhere around October and currently moving on to halfway of November, okay, I've gotten, you know, comfortable and lazy about making videos anymore, right? So I think daily vlogging is the good way to jumpstart this thing. Definitely have thoughts about daily vlogging. No idea what I'm going to do about it, but I think I have to actually sit down and plan how I'm going to work out this daily vlogging thing, okay? It's going to be 7 days a week, right? I'm going to try it out for a week, see how it goes. If I feel okay, you know, and here's the thing, okay? To judge whether you're doing good or not, it's whether you are actually using or utilizing your own creativity, your own 8 hours a day to the maximum capacity, right? Meaning I'm actually productive, getting things done, pushing out content. The game is quantity, right? Make as much as possible. Try different things as much as possible, right? This is the moment. This is the time for you to actually go out and try things, right? Get things wrong. It's okay. The mistake is about doing things, right? The biggest regret is not doing anything. Okay, so this is the time, right? Daily vlogging. That is one thing I could do, okay? Currently, I'm still figuring out, right? The best way to figuring out what to do is maybe ask friends, okay, about their story, about how they got into doing their own thing, right? And one thing I find interesting is like, if you want to ask friends and talk about their story, it's a good thing or a good reminder to actually understand what type of advice you're getting from who, okay? If you're thinking about going to an entrepreneur road, or maybe doing a vlogging road, a path of vlogging, you should actually like try and talk about this thing to a friend who actually have experience, okay? Instead of talking to a friend who's at another corporate job, right? Or maybe there's friend that is entirely negative. Okay, you should actually give it a shot, right? Other people's failures doesn't mean your failures, right? Even though if you fail, you still actually manage to learn something out. Okay? You still manage to know the struggle, the grind. At least you know, you 100% know that you fail and you're not suitable for that type of stuff. Okay? So, look around, ask a friend, try new things. So, for me personally, this is gonna be like a practical step to actually plan and map out this full-time marathon training thing, right? To actually practical measure how much am I gonna be spending if I'm not working. I'll basically have like eating out, that is totally out of the option, right? Imagine this, full-time marathon training. Okay, I'm not being sponsored, I'm not getting paid. Okay, what I'm doing is definitely waking up, run, build some muscles, then after that, go out and do a long run. Okay, it's like run early in the morning, eat, work out some muscles, and go back out running again. Okay, well, at night, I actually thinking about doing the vlog. That's me editing. So, I think most of the time will be spent on, I think, cooking. So, the money will actually be saved a lot. Since eating out is really expensive now with the service charge, okay? And the government charge, the government tax, it is totally expensive right now, eating out. So, if you're cooking, I think maybe around like 25 ringgit, that can get me through maybe 2 meals a day, 3 meals a day, I think get me through 3 days, 25 ringgit, 3 days, something like that. I definitely have to measure out, right? Look at how much it costs for me to do a meal, and definitely plan it out for the entire 3 months, okay? The short term goal is 3 months, run the marathon, try to beat under 3 hours, okay? And I think by practically preparing and mentally preparing this spreadsheet, calculating everything, it is going to be helpful, right? So it's not like I straight away become unemployed. I'm putting my effort into something that I want to try out and see where it goes, okay? Currently, it's really a scary decision, right? Scary in a sense like you're being judged, okay? You're totally being judged. So whenever like I predict, and it's not predict, I can totally make an educated guess, okay, that the parents definitely will protest, okay? They will actually want you to get a job. Why would you waste 3 months of doing nothing, okay? Like every parents just want somebody to just go and get a job, right? Want you to make money, okay? If you're actually taking 3 months and not spending anything, not making anything, right? It's a waste of your time, waste of your future. Future, like, the thing about future is, okay, if you actually take good care of yourself, right? You can get to live until 80, 90 years old, right? 3 months compared to 90 years old, relatively speaking. Like, you look at the difference, 3 months, 90 years, okay? It just doesn't matter, you know, like 3 months is just a grain of sand compared to the entire beach, right? The beach that's full of millions of sand until it's uncountable. Like 3 months is just a grain of sand, okay? So don't let anyone tell you that you're wasting away 3 months, even though that 3 months, even if you didn't do anything, you spend discovering what you want to do, okay? So, I take it as a learning opportunity and experience, right? And back to this, like, the fear around going off the beaten path is that judging, right? Gonna get judged by friends, right? You're still driving that old car, living with your parents, those type of judgment, right? When you go out, meet with friends, maybe you can't afford to eat good, right? Gonna get judged. But nothing that is worth achieving comes easy, right? Meaning, if you want to do something, you have to get through this mental barrier that is the judgment from friends and family, right? It's definitely a really tough barrier. Easy when you actually pontificate and speculate about it, but when you do it, it is a totally different thing, right? I don't know how it goes, but we have to give it a shot, okay? We have to give it a shot. So I think that's it for the podcast. I hope I really brought some value to you, right? If I did, please give me a comment or give me like a star rating, something like that. Or actually just message me to have a chat, right? Looking forward to talking to you guys. Okay, and that's it for this podcast. It's a short one, but I think it's a good start for self-awareness, right? Hope you guys achieve it too. I'm out.